Articles by Fearlessly Courageous. Holding Our Tongue When Facing Unjust Criticism. Written and read by Dennis Piller. I'd like to begin by sharing a story that is really heartbreaking. A wonderful young woman earned the position of valedictorian of her class. It was truly an exciting moment filled with so much joy and elation after so much work. But the next day she was attacked by the mother of another student who said she didn't earn it or deserve it. Shortly thereafter, her daughter chimed in with the same ugly message on social media. To go from such a high to voicing her fear of being called out publicly when she gives her valedictorian speech was overwhelming for her. The fall from joy to fear and terror is a long drop. This young woman had been called out unjustly, ridiculed, humiliated, and misunderstood on social media 3 days before graduation. The Bible calls bearing false witness lying and compares a man who bears false witness against his neighbor to a violent weapon in Proverbs 25. And not bearing false witness is the 9th commandment. Lies harm people. Today it is sad and reviling that people spread lies and untruths over social media that they would never say in person. It caused me to remember the story of Hannah in the passage from 1 Samuel 1. Hannah had been unable to conceive a child and had been ridiculed and mocked by her husband's other wife for years, even when they went to the temple to pray and sacrifice to the Lord. Hannah couldn't help that she had not had any children, but she never returned the same ugliness or opened her mouth in anger or justification. Instead, she cried out for the mercy of God, who knows every troubled soul. At the temple, Hannah spoke softly so no one could hear her as she cried out to God. Eli, the high priest, read her lips and approached her. She explained she was pouring her hurt and grief to God, seeking his mercy. Her godly courage and soft-spokenness is a great example to us when we are falsely accused or unjustly called out. We too must put a double watch on the door to our lips so that we do not return evil for evil. Eli prayed for her, and in verse 17, it says, "Then Eli answered, 'Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you have made to him.' And she said, 'Let your servant find favor in your eyes.' Then the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. They rose early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord. Then they went back to the house at Ramah. And her husband knew Hannah, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. And in due time, Hannah conceived and bore a son, and she called him Samuel." Hannah committed her case to God in prayer. Prayer brings peace and solace to every battered soul. People lie about the innocent in order to stir up trouble. This happens on every level of society, from the halls of your local high school to the halls of the Pentagon. People accuse others falsely as a revenge tactic or power player when they think they have something to gain. There's no need to state that this behavior is unbiblical because everybody knows it's wrong. When people hold that type of venom, it is a poison and cancer to their souls. They are the ones that carry the darkness of their deed. So what would Jesus do? Instead, Jesus looked down at the soldiers and rulers who were scoffing at him and dividing up his clothing, and he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Lord, I thank you for friends that held this young lady up in her distress. Thank you, Lord, that you can answer our needs in the most unusual and blessed ways. We thank you that you know our hearts and our needs even before we open our mouths. Lord, help this young woman protect her joy and not allow another's words to steal her victory and your blessing. I pray you have a Jesus-filled day.